Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Sunday through Tuesday is the annual meeting of the State Conservation District's gathering in Louisville. State Director of Conservation, Steve Coleman.
This will be the 69th annual convention of the Kentucky Association of Conservation Districts, bringing together many of our conservation partners, local supervisors from across the state of Kentucky, and federal, state, and local entities that help throughout the year in putting on or providing the service of conservation to landowners and citizens across the state.
The role of the local conservation district is well known to a few, not so much for the many.
Oftentimes, it's kind of the best kept secret we've often said about these folks in each of our communities across the state of Kentucky. There are 7 individuals locally elected by us as the citizens to provide that conservation program in our community and bringing the resources together, helping carry out and addressing those environmental concerns in our communities.
While today serving all citizens, the Conservation Service does have its roots in agriculture.
In the recent dry times we're having now, it kind of brings us back to the times when we had the Great Dust Bowl and those issues, so it kind of refreshes our memory, I guess you'd say, of why conservation districts were created across the United States.
Some 400 to 500 of these local conservation volunteers will be at the convention to discuss issues ahead. We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back today talking with state conservationist Steve Coleman about the Conservation District State Convention opening this Sunday in Louisville and about the day-to-day impact this local resource can have for all of us.
In our more urban communities, it's education and outreach. It may be a community project such as metal recycling collection. There are just a number of things, providing assistance to local units of government for planning and zoning, some erosion control plan reviews.
Every county has a conservation district complete with volunteer leadership to put their resources into service.
That local subdivision of state government under state statute that's been organized since the 40s here in Kentucky, there are 7 locally elected officials that serve on those boards. So there's 847 individuals who volunteer their time, expertise, knowledge, and skills to carry out those programs day in and day out on our behalf.
The Conservation District State Convention this Sunday through Tuesday in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.